Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl! Brady has his fifth! What a comeback!
Everyone back in Boston, New England, we love you. You've been with us all year. We're bringing this sucker home! Tom Brady!
Well, he's got five of the suckers. Yeah. He's played extremely well, obviously guiding them back into that winning position. It was incredible, and I'm sure a man who knows more than most about the game, played for the Cardinals, Colin Scotts, was excited. G'day, Colt.
Good morning, Slats. How are you, buddy?
Very well, mate. What did you make of it all?
Oh, just, you know, the greatest Super Bowl probably ever. Just the way that New England, you know, for three quarters of that game were completely outplayed. I do feel really bad for Atlanta that had never won a Super Bowl. But, mate, for Brady and the New England Patriots to come back like that, 25 points in the fourth quarter. And I had a packed 300-400 people down Double Bay Oak, and it was the most electric atmosphere. Just a magic day for football, for sports, and the NFL in this country.
Yeah, Colin, I don't think you had to be a NFL, American football fan who actually enjoy that. It was just one of those great sporting events. Even outside of sport, it was just a great event. And they got the big finish too. It was a cracker.
It was a miracle. It was absolutely, you know, to see Brady, that was so outplayed the whole game. It was, I mean, he was honestly having his worst game. Everything was going wrong. And full credit to Atlanta. They just came out and they hassled Brady. They were hitting him. They were sacking him, which has never happened to him all year. They absolutely, they made him very nervous. It was quite incredible. And then, bang, you know, I guess you just go with this philosophy of nothing to lose now, guys. 28-3. Can you believe it? 28-3. You know, all my mates sort of were leaving, and I just said, hang in there, guys, hang in there. And then they got a little bit of luck. They got a turnover. Brady got his rhythm. And that's the wonderful thing about, you know, American football. It's never over. And I can't tell you the reaction I've got from everybody. They just absolutely loved it.
Yeah, we're saying through the show, mate, that in terms of a sport that holds, what, 50-odd in the squad, and then it comes down to one man like that. At the end, it was like he was the only winner. It's incredible, the focus on the quarterback. But how much time did he have? There was no panic there.
No, that's what's amazing about Brady. You know, he's just a freak like that. He just, you know, that was a lot of points. You know, greatest comeback. And I can't tell you all the records he broke. 470 yards throwing, da-da-da-da. Yeah. You know, and for him to get the MVP again, most valuable player. And look, he's the general. He's, you know, he was even copping criticism all week that he voted for Trump. And, you know, just
yes.
The amount of, copying from everyone because he stood up and said, I voted for Trump, and the media were hacking into him and social media. And it just shows you the focus of the guy. 39 years of age, amazing, because we had Peyton Manning last year at 39 years of age, won it for Denver, and now we had a 39-year-old in Brady, even though he looks like he's 20.
Yeah. Colin, I want to ask you about this, the makeup of the teams, as Slats mentioned, you know, over 50 in the sort of squad. And James White, he scored that winning touchdown and he was vital throughout the game for New England. And he did a lot of hard work to score that winning touchdown, by the way. But he hardly gets mentioned in dispatches. It's all about Tom Brady.
Well, exactly. And to be honest, yeah.
Is everyone in a team atmosphere, is that accepted? You know, like...
Yeah, it is in America. It's just part, you know, yeah. And you're right, White... you know, there were, you know, Elderman was incredible.
Yes, Odin,
yeah, that
there were
catch.
Other players that, you know, he's only as good as a guy. To be honest, guys, you're only as good as your front line, you know,
sure.
Even his offensive line. They're the ones that should get some mention here because they were absolutely stunning in the fourth quarter. They gave Brady so much time to throw, but no one even talks about them. No one talks about... It's sort of like soccer sometimes. I watch it. The guy runs down the field, you know, da-da-da, does all the work, sets it up, and the other guy kicks it in, and then that guy runs around the field for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wait on it. Who did all the work here? It's the world of sports.
But that's just accepted. Yeah, within the team. They're all well paid, I guess.
Yeah, no, look, I'm just happy for Brady. You know, I just, people sort of love him or hate him. I'm just proud that we got to watch, you know, it's our era, you know, like, you know, we do it with Federer and Serena Williams in the tennis. It's our time to watch the greatest ever. And I said this before the game, that Brady will go down not only as the greatest quarterback, but the greatest player in the history of the NFL. And yesterday just solidified that, you know, we actually got to, you know, in 20 years, I'll be sitting back going, gee, I only wish we could have seen Brady play. And we did, and look what he did. Wow. Mm.
Incredible, isn't it? That time of the year where Australians really tune in, and there's a load that follow it, obviously. But when Jared was over there with the 49ers, we lifted our attention to the game and interest, but it must excite you. It's a great promotion of the game in this country.
Unbelievable, Slats. And yeah, you're right. Thank you, Jared Hayne, mate. He really did inject a lot of interest, and I've never seen a reaction to just Australian public understanding the game now. And yeah, mate, I guess it was the pioneer over 30 years ago. And to sit back there yesterday and watching these hundreds of people that absolutely addicted to a sport that I was proudly was able to achieve. And yeah, it's magic because it's not going to go away. I don't know how in Australia does it, but we seem to be somehow to support a lot of sports, because in America there's one football code and 340 million. We have four or five football codes, and now we have the girls going. I don't know how we do it. I don't know how we support it, but we do. And yeah, it's amazing.
Mate, just quickly, if you can, obviously on Brady, he's 39 years of age. Does he just not say, look, I want to go out on a high, or does he come back and defend? What do you think?
No, you know, and here's, again, the credit to his offensive line, because he hasn't got hit so much and injured. And he had four games off this year, suspended. So I really believe that kept him fresh. You're going to see Brady kick on a few more years. Why not? He'll go on to his 40s. He'll be the oldest quarterback. And wouldn't it surprise me the way he looks and the way he's playing that he might even have one more up his sleeve. So
incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. It's good, though, isn't it?
He's waiting for the payday.
Yeah, he needs the cash.
It might come now.
Yeah. Well, he's very lucky to have an owner in Robert Kraft. And let's talk about Bill Belichick, the greatest coach yesterday in history, the only coach to win five Super Bowls also. I mean, you've got a trifecta. You've got Robert Kraft, you've got Bill Belichick, and you've got Tom Brady. The three of them have been together for 17 years. And if you ever want to understand belief, you know, chemistry, you know, to build that consistency, those three make it work.
Good on you, Colin. We thank you for your time, mate. It was sensational.
Yeah, glad you enjoyed it, boys.
Well done. Colin Scott. Thanks, mate.